Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with your host, Randy Havison.
Welcome, everybody, or welcome back. God, this has been such an awesome week. Whoa, there's a lot going on. And it made me think of what I wanted to talk about this week. There are so many benefits to working on your self-esteem and improving your relationship with self. It builds confidence. It builds self-assurance. It builds so many different things. When you get in touch with your feelings, you know where things are coming from and why you're reacting in ways that you do. But one of the greatest benefits that you get from raising self-esteem is that when life throws your curveballs, which it always does, a lot of people tend to want things a certain way all the time. And when any little thing gets in the way, it screws up the whole thing. So the trick is to be more confident with who you are, to know yourself, to treat yourself like your own best friend when you get into these situations, so that when life throws you those curveballs, you know how to become more flexible. Flexibility is the key to dealing with life and whatever life throws at you. Because things can come out of left field, you know, out of nowhere, all of a sudden something happens, a sickness, a job change, a snowstorm, whatever it could be. There are all these little, there are little life changes and big life changes. But the thing is, when you're solid with who you are and you know who you are and you're building your self-esteem, when those things happen, you can more easily take them on. I mean, you still feel all the feelings. It's not like when you build your self-esteem and you feel better about who you are and you know your feelings and all that, when something happens, you don't feel it. Actually, you feel it more deeply, but you're able to move through the fear quicker. You're able to move through the sadness quicker, the hurt, whatever it is, the anger, whatever's coming up. You're able to deal with it in a more healthy way, a more constructive way. That would be a good way to put it. Because when you don't know your feelings, when you are feeling frazzled, when life changes happen, you become scattered and all over the place. And you start making poor decisions and you start lashing out at people that you don't need to lash out at. So the trick here, stay flexible with whatever happens in your life. Over the last couple of days, I've been having a lot of realizations. I've had a couple little brainstorms. It's like, okay, what's going to happen now? And, you know, maybe this is going to happen, but how about that? And I'm looking at different things. And, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I have complete and total freedom to do what I want to do and go where I want to go. And, you know, I'm starting this new business with the book and the membership and the podcast and all that. And I love all of this and where this is going. But, you know, there are little twists and turns along the way. And I'm really grateful, number one, that I have really good friends that I can talk to about all the things going on, that I can sit within myself and know that even though all these changes are going on in the business and in the rest of my life, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to come through it. I've been through much worse situations than this, and I walk through it, and it gets better. You know, I think about Dory and Finding Nemo. You know, remember, you know, we're going into the darkness. Yes. How do you do that? You just keep swimming. And sometimes when life throws those curveballs, you just keep swimming. You gather your support group, you get your tribe together, you tell people, hey, I'm going through a rough time right now. I could use some extra support. And hopefully that support is there for you and that helps you get through it. How are you feeling about it? Wow, I'm really scared right now. I'm feeling out of control. Okay, what is it that you can do? You know, journaling is a really good tool. So there are many, many ways that you can move through these life change situations and do it in a way that could bring you joy. Right now, today, I made the decision this morning when I woke up, I'm moving. I'm going to move from Orlando to San Diego. San Diego has always felt like my home. It's always been a place where I felt safe and like I was with my people. And here in Orlando, while there are some things that I really enjoy about being here, number one, my very cool Disney job, and I am going to miss that terribly. But, you know, the number one thing that I'm looking at is my daughter is in college in San Diego. Pretty cool that she ended up there. And I talked to her last night and she's like, you know, I wouldn't mind if you moved here. I was like, okay, so I have to make a choice. As all this is happening, do I want to stay here? Do I go? You know, what's going to happen? There's a lot of fear involved. Whenever there's a major move or a major life change, there's fear that comes along with it. And rather than trying to turn it into something that it's not, let it just be fear. Yes, I'm scared, but it's okay. And it's okay to feel scared. And it's okay to feel sad that I'm going to be leaving this amazing job that I have. But when I look at what do I love more? My Disney job or spending time with my daughter? I mean, that's not even, there's no competition there at all. Being with my daughter just brings me so much joy, and I love being around her and being able to every now and then, hey, you want to go to dinner sometime this week? And being able to do that, that just makes my heart happy. So I started the ball in motion today, and I'm going to see where things go and stay as flexible as possible. Not think, okay, well, what's my timetable and what am I going to do? Because honestly, I don't know. And anything that I would set as a timetable might change, you know, as I sell the house and get ready to move and go out and find another place to live and moving companies and all the things that go along with it. And as I even talk about it, there's a part of me that's like, oh my God, there's a lot to do. But then it's like, what do I need to do today? Today, I want to do this podcast episode and video. And then I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to go outside. And it's a beautiful day out here today. So I'm going to walk over to the mailbox and get my mail and come back. Maybe take a lap around the neighborhood and hang out and see the lake. And we'll see what happens the rest of the day. But it doesn't have to be stress related. I feel no stress. I'm feeling the fear. I'm feeling joy. I'm feeling a lot of joy and happiness and excitement. There's a lot on the positive spectrum of feelings that's going on right now. Some apprehension, some sadness in leaving this amazing job, and some of the friends that I've made here. I've made a couple really good friends, but I'm really looking forward to what my new life is going to look like in San Diego. I'm probably not going to have this awesome office / studio to do in San Diego. I have a feeling I'm going to be in a much smaller living situation, but that's fine too. You know, I'm going to have a bed. I'm going to have a bathroom. I'm going to have a place. Hopefully I'm going to be bringing my dog with me. I really miss my little Simba. So hopefully he's going to come with me, but that's going to be another negotiation. So we'll see what happens. So it's like, what do I need to do right now today? What's right in front of me? And then do the next indicated thing. And to take it easy on myself, you know, to talk to myself like my best friend. You know, the bully is like, oh my God, all these changes, really? Are you going to do that? You're going to leave this job that you love so much. What are you going to do when you get to San Diego? I mean, where are you going to live? How are you going to afford it? What are you going to? And the bully wants to tell me all of that stuff. But my best friend says, you're going to be okay. You're going to find a place to live. It's not going to be like this, but it'll be fine. And you get to call Eden or text her and say, hey, do you want to go to dinner this week? Wow. When I think about it, it doesn't matter how big my apartment is or the house or whatever I end up in. It doesn't matter. It'll be a safe place for me to lay my head at night, watch a little TV in the evening, and do these from another space. I'm kind of excited to see what kind of space I'm going to have there and what it's going to look like. I know as long as I have my artwork, I'm happy wherever I am, because that's one of the most important things to me. I love my artwork and I love my sculptures and all the different things that I have. Each one of them has meaning to me. And as long as I have those things and the things that are important, that bring me peace, that bring me serenity, that bring me joy, I'm going to be okay. And you know what? So are you. When you work on your self-esteem and you feel better about who you are, where you fit in the world, and you're doing all these things to take care of yourself, and you're listening more to the best friend voice than the bully voice, and you're starting to gain more confidence in who you are and seeing your talents for what they are, then all of a sudden, changes aren't as devastating. Changes are kind of more to be embraced than to be feared. So flexibility is the key, because life will continue to send things your way, where if you just stay flexible with how things go, you're going to be a lot happier and move through it quicker. You know, that old saying that the reed bends in the wind, but the oak tree breaks. And it's true. The oak tree is solid and standing there, but a strong enough wind tips over the oak tree. But the reed, small little reed, just bends in the wind and goes with the flow. You know, I like to also use the analogy that, you know, life is like a river. And when you're going with the flow of the current, enjoy the ride. And yeah, sometimes we get caught in the rapids, but it's about having faith that we will get through to the other side. I mean, think of times in your life where you were scared and filled with dread, and this thing was happening in your life and you didn't know how you were going to get through it. But eventually you did, because here you are today. You got through it, and maybe you're going through something right now. Find support in order to continue walking through it. You know, earlier in my life, and I talk about this sometimes, I am a recovering drug addict and alcoholic. In May, I'm coming up on 40 years of continuous sobriety. And when I first got sober, I thought, how am I going to do this? I don't know how to get sober. I don't know any people that are sober. I don't know how to do this. I was so filled with fear as I was jumping into this new life of mine. And, you know, I found the 12-step programs, and those helped me immensely. And I found a support network and a support group who could help me through those beginning stages that gave me directions on what to do. And I followed some, but not all, because, you know, recovery is not about perfection. It's about doing the best you can. As long as you don't have a drink or a drug in your day, it was a good day, especially at the beginning. But then later on, the secondary recovery issues kick in, and you really can't get away with as much as you did before. But the key is to stay sober and become a better person. And that's what recovery is. And I got through that first 30 days and that first 90 days and that first year. And here I am now, coming up on 40 years, four decades. Blows me away when I think about that. I remember at my first meeting, someone got a 90-day chip, 90 days without a drink or a drug. And I was like, 90 days? That's like 3 months in a row? Wow, I don't know if I can do that. And they told me to just take it one day at a time. So I did. And sometimes it was 1 hour at a time. But I made it. And I had my first year, and then I had 2 years, and then I had 5 years. And then all of a sudden, it was like a decade, 10 years. And I watched the things that were happening in my life as a result of me following this path. You know, part of my bottom is I got kicked out of college twice. I got kicked out of college twice. And when I got sober, I went back to school and I got my bachelor's degree, and I went on to get a master's degree. And because of that, I found out a job through a weird circumstance type thing. I got a job at a university. And I remember thinking, they used to throw me out of colleges. Now I'm going to go work at one. And it just seemed mind blowing. And how did a guy who got kicked out of college twice and got fired from a job delivering pizza, how do I end up as a university administrator? Whoa, it was like, pow. But you know what? As long as you stay out of your own way, anything is possible. And stay flexible with life just taking you where it's going to take you, and enjoy the ride. And the more I started to do that, and the more I started to like who I was becoming and realizing that, wow, maybe I am a smart person. Wow, maybe I am a friendly person. Wow, now I do know how to have fun sober. And I was learning all these things about myself. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I had an awesome therapist when I got sober, and I had a really good support group, and I found some support outside of the 12-step groups with group therapy and different organizations that I was involved with. And I was learning a lot about spirituality and connection to the universe and all those things. And I started to get a better handle on myself and who I was, and realized that I keep treating myself so horribly. What if I treated myself like a best friend? And all these things started to come together as I was just going with the flow. You know, I had my first job at a university, and after 1 year, it ended. It was on a grant. It was a 2-year grant, and I was there on the second year. And after the grant ended, they decided to not continue the grant. So here I was, all excited about working for a university, and the job ended. And now all of a sudden, I'm unemployed, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? Well, I really like working at universities, so I started looking in California at other universities. Could not find one. And I was saying, I want to work in California. And I was not flexible about that. And after about 9 months, I moved back to San Diego, actually, and I started working. I started a private practice and had an internship with a therapist who had a practice. I worked at a United Way agency as a counselor. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, maybe I'm not supposed to be in California. And all of a sudden, I became flexible to whatever the universe and whatever life wanted to give me. And boom, found a job at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Had never heard the words Harrisonburg, Virginia before. And I looked on a map. It was this little tiny dot in the middle of nowhere. And I looked at James Madison University, and it was so beautiful and had so many things. And it was purple. And I really like purple, as you can tell. I love purple. And I applied for the job, and they hired me. And I moved to Harrisonburg, Virginia from San Diego. And that was a culture shock. But you know what? I just went with the current of the river. And it turned out to be such an amazing experience. And so many great things happened when I was there that never would have happened if I stayed. I want to be in California. But I decided to kind of stretch my wings and fly. And I ended up there. Then I ended up in South Georgia at Valdosta State University. And I have a lot of stories about Valdosta that I'm going to share at some point. But the cool thing about Valdosta is that it's 3 hours from Orlando and Disney World. And on the weekends, there wasn't a lot to do in Valdosta. So I would go to Disney World, and I fell in love with it. And I just thought that was so much fun. So again, flexible and doing what you can. If I wasn't in Valdosta, I probably wouldn't have found my love for Disney World. And I almost moved there, but ended up in Atlanta, because I really liked the recovery in Atlanta and I wanted to be up there and be a part of it. So I moved there, and it turned out to be a phenomenal move for me. And it was so much fun and so awesome to be back in a city. And the Atlanta Thrashers were starting again, and I had season tickets for the inaugural season of the Atlanta Thrashers, and I got to go to hockey games all the time. I had so much fun up there. And again, being flexible, if I stayed in San Diego, none of those things would have happened. And if I would have stayed in Harrisonburg, and then I went to Valdosta, and then I was in Atlanta, I don't mind life changes anymore. So now, as I'm thinking about moving from Orlando back to San Diego, yeah, there are a lot of things that need to get done. But, and yes, I'm a little bit scared about it, but the fear is not at a huge level, because I'm kind of excited and looking forward to it. And the more I talk about it, the more excited I get and the less scared I get, which is pretty cool too. So today's topic, flexibility. What in your life can you be more flexible with? What can you do to raise your self-esteem to the point where you're confident enough in who you are that whatever life throws at you, you're going to be able to handle it? And I know people that have handled some pretty difficult things, and they walk through it. And you can walk through yours too. Build your self-esteem. Gain that self-confidence. Talk to yourself like a best friend rather than a bully. And you're going to be blown away at what life is going to give you. The gifts just keep on coming. And you're going to see my journey over the next couple of months, few months. And I'll let you know along the way how it's going and what's happening. And I'll share with you my frustrations, and I'll share with you my victories. Because you know what? It's not a perfect process. Life is not about perfection. You know, I really believe that if perfection is the goal, you lose your humanity. That's not the point of our human experience, to be perfect. Life is not like that. So it's about doing the best you can in every situation that comes towards you. And we can't always control what happens to us, but we can control our reaction to it. And by being flexible and having confidence in who you are, you can walk through anything. So I wish you peace. I hope you got something out of this. I know I did. This was really good for me too, to be cathartic and kind of talk about all this. But yeah, the key to dealing with life's curveballs is to be flexible. So thank you for listening or watching, and I will see you again next week. And if you have any questions, any comments, go to the website, feel free to ask questions. If you want to know more about something I'm talking about, let me know. If there's something you'd like me to do different, please let me know. This is about you and what I can offer to make your life better and easier and more joyful. So I love the feedback. So let me know. Would love to hear that. So you take care. Have an awesome week, and I hope to see you again. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with me, your host, Randy Havison. If you would like more information about the programs and services that I offer, stop by my website at randyhavison.com.